Bring in that guitar. Come on now. All right, good, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian.
Yeah, it is.
Staying relevant with a 30-year-old song. Yes. It's fantastic.
See, my question, would you classify this as oldies now?
I don't know. It's all relative, right?
It is
relative.
The
song before it, I would consider oldies, but that was like 50 years ago. And, you know.
But like, I'll hear like Green Day on like a classic rock station now, yeah. saying that it's playing the oldies. Yeah. And I'm like, no, don't do that. No.
Yeah, that's funny.
No.
It's true, though. It totally does.
But it, like you said, it's relative. So like to some people, I guess you classify that as oldies.
Well, there's also like a certain time that you just go into like all the years all kind of run into each other. And it's all just a melange of just. Yeah, was that real? No way. Wow. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. And a whole bunch of stuff comes out and you look up and you're, I don't know. I had a different experience than most than most going through their 30s and 20s and all of it. I've been a roundabout way, my friend.
Let us hear. It's 6 months of Dueling Tangents.
I know. Either way, this band is that's Queensryche. They're coming to Kansasville in May, and I'm probably going to go.
There you go.
Pretty excited. I found that out over the weekend. I had a little party for the basketball team, my daughter's basketball team. And all the adults showed up and were pretty very Wisconsinite-y, and it was very cordial and fun, and we had a great time. And a couple people found out that I was a liberal radio host, and that was interesting. We didn't really get into it or anything like that. No animosity whatsoever. But I did manage to ask, you know, in a cordial way, you know, what they thought about the Michael Gableman situation, and none of them had any idea what I was talking about.
Seriously.
And all so right. I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to take that, put it in my pocket, and walk away. That's fine. Fine individuals, great people.
Well, I'm glad that nobody else has to pull out their hair besides you and I for this Gableman saga. And we'll get to that in a little bit. Yeah.
That's going to come forward. Either way, one of the dads was the one who turned me on to, hey, you know, Queensryche's coming to Kansasville. I was like, I'm going to go. But what we're going to do is go to the lines right now. Let's go see what Jack from Merrimack has to say. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, just peachy keen as usual, thank you.
Glorious.
So... this is apropos of what you guys were talking about earlier. It's the Republican. Break the government and then blame the Democrats when it doesn't work. You know, for instance, cut back IRS funding to the point where they can't afford to prosecute, but not you and me, but billionaires who can afford huge amounts of money for lawyers. Cut back the funding. We talk about defunding the police. These guys have been defunding the police for decades.
Oh, yeah.
They've been cutting funding back. You know, and
municipal budgets can't really operate. They're getting such little funding from the state government because of tax cuts that they're on the brink of not being able to provide services like police departments or park services to areas around Wisconsin because of Republican policies. So absolutely, Jack.
Got that right.
It's very frustrating to hear them decry it, and then all of a sudden, oh wait, this they want to tag it as a liberal issue. It's a Democrat-run city's issue. It's a Milwaukee issue. It's a Madison issue. But Fond du Lac County is pretty much right in that area of the state that is it is Trump County. It is Trump country. That is exactly where those voters lie. And the fact that Eric Toney had these own situations. Like, he lived this experience in 2019. This is something that he already went through. He had somebody in his office approved on the cash bail being lowered from $5,000 to $500, and the individual then, in less than 2 weeks later, was in a firefight with police officers, and an Appleton fireman died as the result of these policies. And I understand that it's not all necessarily had there been a higher cash bail, had there been a different form of the individual being left on release while he awaited trial, that this might have not happened. But at the same time, it happened in their community, and even though he lived that experience, Eric Toney was still calling John Chisholm to be fired or for the political points that he wanted to score in a Republican primary to be the next attorney general of the state of Wisconsin.
For me, if I were to go and maybe run and show and wanted to pick on Chisholm for that, I would say maybe, hey, look, I know because I did the same thing, and then these are the things that I implemented to make things better. Do you have that?
That would be great.
Because that's something that you can go on. Because we interview politicians all the time, and one of the things, like, especially like with when we were interviewing judge candidates, you know, for the justice, you know, Supreme Court of Wisconsin, which is mm-hmm. weird that it's elected, but okay. It's just weird that, you know, someone who's it's a nonpartisan thing, and we're going to use partisan dollars to go and
partisan like, dollars just, can pump in as much as they want.
Can we all just stop really pretending? Or just do the appointment job, but then nobody's going to get approved, and these people are going to be. It doesn't matter. I'm going down the wrong path. Point is, when we're interviewing these people, I always want to know, what was your biggest mistake? What was something that you did wrong that you got right? I want to learn. I want to know how you are human and how you're relatable. I want to know that you learned something, that you have the capability of learning. Because here's the deal. When you get in that office, there's nothing you do that is right. Nothing you do. You parked wrong. You got out of your car wrong. I can't believe that person. That's my state rep. They looked at me in the grocery store in a different way. Now I'm not voting for them ever again because they looked at me weird when you just happened to be sneezing at the time. You know what I mean? Like...
I ran into a really cool state rep this weekend. So
you ran right into Francesca.
Yeah, Francesca Hong was at the Madison Forward game with me on Saturday night. So I ran into her. We both were enjoying the season opener. Ended in a draw. But yes, that's the thing is our elected officials, Brian, are human, and that's what you should want to see. And just playing the partisan tricks of this is a Democrat problem in the big cities is just so frustrating. And then we find out that his office went through the same thing. I would be very upset to be anyone involved in that situation that happened in 2019.
Of course.
And then saw Eric Toney criticizing John Chisholm to be fired.
Unless you did something that made it better.
Yeah.
And if you did, why wouldn't you highlight that?
Yeah.
You know? And I guess what I'm saying is you're going to face a bunch of things that have no solution or no good solution. So I'd rather have someone who can maybe face adversity and figure out a good solution. So.
Yeah. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Matt Rothschild joining us in the next segment. Give us a call, though, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.